Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington and you're about to listen to the Metal Injection Livecast. But first, let me comment on the recent rash of metal musician deaths. Every week we lose another star, yet Bret Michaels goes on no matter what happens to him. Why, Satan, why? Let the man die already. But I digress. Here's the Livecast.
Are we on the
Sorry,
air?
Sorry, I fucked that up.
We shouldn't talk about it on the air.
What? Wait, what are we not talking about?
Noah fucking up.
I fucked up.
What else
say
is new?
Say it sexually, Noah.
Yeah.
I fucked up.
Sounds exactly the same.
You know, I really wish that when I get here, Sid would actually do something so that I don't have to, like, start on.
He does do something. He makes snarky comments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
why is it only
so
my
charming.
Responsibility? Rob decided to go get a haircut and then take a shower.
For the first, like, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to look nice for you people. It
smells good.
Meanwhile, haircuts every day. Otherwise, he looks like one of them Mexican wolf people.
It's true. With the face hair?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So wouldn't that be, that would be a shave, not a haircut?
No, it's long enough that it
does
not do the trick.
It's like on their forehead. So that's
you need one of them hedge trimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Or like a sandblaster.
Rob being a Mexican wolf person. Speaking of wolf people.
We'll get to that in a
minute. Oh, all right.
But welcome everyone to the Livecast. We have a fantastic show today.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's play every sound effect.
All right.
I love it.
So, we have a great show today. We have a lot to get to.
Do we?
We do. And later tonight, we will bring you the return of Sexual Jeopardy. Very exciting. It's where, you know, everybody knows how Jeopardy goes.
I get to pop my Sexual Jeopardy cherry tonight.
Yes.
Sean's going to be playing with
us. Did you help Darren out with this?
No, he started. I asked him to, and then I actually had enough done without his help, so he's flying blind.
So it should be very exciting. That's going to be in the second hour, post-music break.
I shouldn't have a problem. I've shit on my fair share of people in the day.
Well, that's important.
I will say, not to give away a hint, but there's a lot less shit-involved questions.
That was totally that's my alley.
But plenty of disgusting things.
And, of course, this isn't just our live cast. This is your live cast as well. You can give
Thank you.
Call. Not yours.
Oh, fuck.
You get out.
Damn it. You can give us a call at 646-929-1357. We already have two callers in queue.
That was really cute.
Let's get to the first caller, 260.
Hey.
260, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Luke.
Yes, I love this guy.
Oh, man, we need to remember that 260 is Luke.
What's that mean? Why did you say that on air?
I'm just saying, so we don't have to go, oh, what's your name and where are you from?
Well, you're the only one that says that.
Yeah.
Lucas, do you have something for Thresher Thrashes?
Why are you calling Luke? What's up in the world of Luke today?
In the world of what?
Luke? Is that your name? Luke.
Oh, bless your soul.
No, in the world of Luke?
Yeah,
not much.
You see what he did there?
Indiana.
So that's it?
What's it?
Were you just calling in just to listen over the phone and we just distracted
you? I was gonna ask Rob something.
Oh, so go ahead.
You're talking
to me. What do you think?
We got to get Rob on the air. Hold on. He's not here right now. Hold on. Rob, come out here. Luke has a question for you.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm in the bathroom. Wash. All right, here we go.
Hi, Rob.
Luke, are you there?
Wait, who was that guy who was just talking to Luke before that?
Clearly it wasn't
Tall
Rob.
Nancy. Tall Nancy.
So what's up, Luke? What's your question?
What do you think of the new periphery?
I think it's pretty good. I love the music. I loved Bulb, all his instrumental stuff. Vocals, I don't know. I'm a little on the fence about. I'm not too crazy about it. I don't like the theme, but what's so funny?
What is Rob think about it?
What's funny is that Mammoth Commander in the chat room just told you, I can't even say it. Pop Razz Bonnie.
That is pretty funny.
It's hysterical.
All right. Any other questions for me, Luke?
Nope.
Any questions for any of the other members of the live cast? We have Sean, Noah, Sid, and 3D.
Ask me a question, Lucas.
How's it going?
That's
going
not
all
a
right.
question. That is not a question. Oh, I guess that is a question.
I can answer that. Let's wrap
going
it up.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Great. Thanks for calling in, Luke. All right. Another thing we should mention is that Slipknot's bassist, Paul Gray, died 2 days ago on Monday.
I feel like it doesn't even matter because they were wearing masks anyway, so he's pretty replaceable.
It's true.
And
it's
he's
like,
not that
he's
great
not,
of a bass
He's not
player,
like a human
so
being or anything.
When they found the body, was he wearing the mask?
No, he was not wearing the mask. And when...
Maybe that's the problem.
The rest of Slipknot had a press conference, and they did the press conference out of masks as well.
How many people showed up to this press conference? Like you, a guy from Revolver?
Well,
Jose?
It was in Iowa, so it was
in
just
Iowa,
Iowan press. That's where they're from.
If that press conference was like in New York, they would have done it at a Wendy's, and there would have been three people there.
Yeah, because nobody listens to Slipknot, right?
Who cares anymore? Like news sources. Who cares about Slipknot
news,
anymore?
You're actually very inaccurate.
Slipknot?
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't the Iowa local newspaper or something break the story?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't make it to Yahoo. Dio was on the front of Yahoo, but Slipknot didn't make it to Yahoo.
No.
Right. Well, so still, I have to say, though, just based on like our Google ranking for the story, there were way more outlets reporting on Paul Gray's death than Dio's death.
No
like,
shit.
With Dio's death, we were on the main page if you were to search Dio death.
Yeah.
But with Paul Gray, we were like nowhere near it.
Oh, no shit.
Because it was just like legitimate outlets were reporting on it.
Who's the most famous Slipknot fan? As far as I know, it's AJ Soprano. And that's not so good.
What does that even mean? The most
How
famous
do you know
Slipknot fan?
I remember when he was... When Slipknot was popular for those 3 seconds.
Back
there
when
was
you
some
paid
story
attention.
About AJ
what, they're
Soprano
still popular.
They're,
they're
pretty
a platinum
huge.
Band.
Really still?
Yeah.
I don't understand it either.
They're like
they
they're
do get Grammy nominations. They get Grammy nominations.
Hold on, I'll explain it to Sid. They're like Black Flag.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Are you kidding me?
In what way? Black Flag was never Grammy nominated.
I know, but I'm trying to translate it into punk. I don't know.
In
what
way, though?
We have a blocked call.
Didn't mean anything. It was like
they're more business
like.
But,
I like the first Slipknot album, but like
so
that
one
was,
one.
Like,
all right, shut up. Blocked call. Let's take the blocked call.
I think it's a Skype.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, there we go. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Dave Mustaine.
Hey, Dave.
Wow.
Oh, Dave Mustaine. How's
wow.
it going?
Wow. This is a big honor.
I heard you guys talk about me a lot on the show. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I quoted you as soon as we started the show.
Well,
you.
Dave, I mean, you were like a little confrontational when I interviewed you a few weeks ago. You walked away. I thought it was a little rude, so.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Why'd you walk away?
I had to go sell some weed.
I don't think it was weed.
I thought you stopped doing drugs. What's that all about?
Did you find Jesus?
You're like a Christian
that
and all
that?
That
was a long time ago.
Oh. Last year?
Dave, are you hanging out with any of your FBI buddies right now?
Yeah, I'm at the Pentagon.
Oh, nice. They let you call the live cast at the Pentagon?
Yeah.
There's nothing more to be done?
What are you wearing, Dave Mustaine?
Our audience.
Serious question.
Wait, no one wants to know what you're wearing. Whoa.
Clothes.
He is wearing clothes.
Like what kind? Can you be more descriptive, please?
This guy.
I'm wearing a Megadeth shirt and some tight leather pants.
Perfect.
right. Any final words, Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, say something funny.
Oh, this is not amusing.
That's good. Say that.
And what a piece of shit I am.
Say that. Come on, Dave. Say one of those things.
That's not what I said.
Don't make us hang up on you and take Shlomo's call. We'll do it if you want to.
Abort.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, well.
Slipknot is still really, really big. They're like one of the top searches on our site.
Constantly or just now?
Consistently. Huh. Them and Lamb of God and Suicide Silence are like the top three.
I can't believe Suicide
Why
Silence.
Why is Suicide Silence? Yeah.
I thought that was a flash
they're pretty
in the
big.
Pan. Yeah,
no?
How many of their members have died?
None.
How many should die is the real question.
All of them probably. I mean, Suicide is in the name of the fucking band.
But silently, they have to die silently.
Well, no, their music will be silenced once they've all committed suicide.
That's true.
And we'll all be happy.
Do we have another caller, or is that Colin?
I think it's Colin.
I don't know. Is it?
203? 203 something. Oh, let's see. 203, what's your name? Where are you from?
It's Colin.
Oh,
what's up, Colin? Anything new in your world?
No.
Are you in a better mood today?
Yeah.
Last time you were a little bit upset about something.
Well, I heard about the bassist. I mean, that's devastating.
Are you a big Slipknot fan?
Yeah.
Are your brothers fans of Slipknot?
No.
Do you have a Slipknot backpack?
No.
And how much of a fan are you really?
Do you have any of their CDs?
Yeah, a few.
Name seven of the members of the band.
Jim. Mick.
Jim.
Two.
There's no Nick.
Drummer number
Mick.
One, drummer
Mick
number
Thompson.
Two, drummer number three.
Mick, yeah, you gotta keep going.
Drummer number eight.
Dead guy.
Oh, Darren, quiet.
Oh. Oh.
What the fuck?
All right, that's two.
Clown, Sean Crahan or Clown.
All right.
Sid,
all right.
Sid
yeah,
Williams.
Sid. We don't need the last names.
Well, he just wanted to make sure he didn't think he was talking about me.
Are you Wikipediaing it right now? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I know it.
He got the first two, and he said those while he was typing.
His parents
and then
have
Corey.
Wikipedia computer.
Corey, all right. All right, you did it, I think. Probably not.
Great.
All right, thanks for calling in, Colin.
We'll put you back on hold.
Another thing I want to talk about is a story that I posted on the site today. James Hetfield considers himself a straight edge. Reborn.
Born again straight.
Born again straight edge.
You mean doesn't fuck?
No, not that far. Just no drugs or alcohol.
So not real straight.
But also, you can fuck. You just can't, like, have
no,
sex.
Original straight.
No.
Original,
if you have a
like Ian MacKay? Original? Yeah. No, that wasn't. Come on now.
And
don't misinform the kids.
Also,
stupid enough as it is.
I want them to stop fucking right now.
No, it's just you can't sleep around. Like, if you
have
a girlfriend.
Our listeners haven't started fucking. Sean, have you paid attention? Shlomo, stop fucking. Really.
No drugs, no drinking, no religion, no
smoking,
no smoking.
Well, see, no, you can't really say no religion because it's kind of become its own little.
I mean,
it's
like that original.
Well, yeah, originally there wasn't any religion in music to begin with, and I think we have another caller. 646. How do you feel about James Hetfield proclaiming himself straight edge?
I don't really care about James Hetfield.
Who is this?
Yay!
This is Eric from Brooklyn.
Hello, Eric from Brooklyn.
Hello, Rob from the Metal Injection Livecast.
That's accurate. What's up? How are you calling? Why are you calling?
I just want to ask you a question about the Chelsea Grin video you put up on the site.
Oh, that's right. We finally interviewed Chelsea Grin.
That
was like the first thing.
Yeah.
I'll cue it up.
Oh, yeah, because I had no idea.
So what was your question? Is it related to something in the interview?
I have just two questions. One is, why did you interview them? And two, where is their triangle player in the video?
Well, yeah, apparently they don't have a triangle player, which is shocking.
What? But we know our instruments.
Yeah.
I think they're lying.
But here's the reason I interviewed them is to tell them that we completely made them as a band, and without us, they would have no career. And that's exactly what I said.
And what did they say?
Introduce yourself. Let us know what instrument you play.
All right,
what's up?
Introduce
I'm Alex.
Himself.
I'm the vocalist. I'm David. I play bass. Andrew, drummer.
I'm Dan. I play guitar.
Can we fast forward that part? Because I don't give a shit who they are.
So pumped. Now, I just want to let you guys know, we have a podcast. We do a live podcast, Metal Injection Livecast, every Wednesday, where we play a game called Thrasher Trasher, where we take unsigned bands and we judge them. And a few months ago, I think 6 months ago, we got a Chelsea Grin CD, and we played the song Lifeless, which has a very memorable intro. And we were taken aback by it. We play it almost every week. The beginning, I mean, to take a triangle and put it in a death metal song, I mean, it's just legend. Oh, got my ass grabbed. We play it every week, and then we hear you guys got signed. You're on tour with the Red Chords. So basically, I just want you guys to thank us for blowing you up. So go ahead.
Metal Injection, you guys are my heroes. We'd be nowhere without you guys. This guy gives me good blowjobs.
That's not true.
Yeah, I heard your blowjobs are terrible.
Zing. So we did. We interviewed, like I said, I just wanted to talk to them about the fact that we made their song famous.
Do they have a sense of humor, at least?
Yeah, they were actually really nice guys. They were talking about, later in the interview, they mentioned how they were on the road with the Red Chord, and they were playing a show, and after their show, they just put their gear on the side of the stage, and they just went and, like, hung out, and then the Red Chord stole their gear.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Noah, are you still here? No one's showing? You guys having a little side convo?
Well, Noah's talking to Sean and texting.
I'm
trying to retweet a Metal Injection thing, so what am I doing wrong?
That's very what you're doing wrong is you're tweeting in the first place as opposed to doing the show.
I was reading my praises in the chat room.
No, okay.
Stay on the
phone. Okay, HR. Thank you. What else?
My initials are RP. RP, not HR.
I'm team chat room.
We feel like we're taking a few too many sick days.
I don't feel like... What? I haven't, missed the show in forever. The only reason why I missed it was because Rob couldn't show up and we decided not to.
We're missing it next week for Entombed.
That was comedy.
Well, anyway, we still have Eric on the line.
Eric.
Who is a new caller.
No, Eric, haven't you called in before?
I have.
See?
We have concert tickets.
Way to pay attention.
Did we ever give him a CD?
Oh, yeah. Eric, since you live in New York, would you like to go see Entombed next week?
What day of the week is it?
It's next Wednesday.
You'd
have to miss the last guest.
No, I won't be able to go. Sorry about that.
You're the one that should be sorry.
He is. I am.
Sorry about that.
You're the one that should be sorry.
Me?
He was looking at you when he said it.
Sorry, Rob.
That's cool, Eric. That's cool. Did you get the CDs I sent you?
Yep.
Or did your brother get them? Because apparently I sent them to your brother.
You didn't want
to give me your address. In fear that I would show up to your house, knock on your door and ask your mom for somebody there.
What was his brother's address?
I don't remember. Somebody.
Do you know the local address?
I don't recall.
I disapprove.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah. Definitely.
Good job. Good job.
Thanks. Our program director is a little indisposed right now. So.
Sean.
Yeah. Sean, how's that keyboard treating you?
Wrap it up.
Oh, thanks, Sean.
You should get a drop of him saying that.
Sean, you're fired. You're
no longer the program director.
We'll take Eric.
You're too involved in the chat.
I'm sorry, my ADHD is taking over.
I feel Sean.
Can you people in the chat stop distracting Sean?
Yeah. Sean's productivity has plateaued.
Can we get another beer in here and then I can focus?
Sure. You want to go get one?
Yes, I can.
You can do that since you're
not
contributing
all the way
to
the
show. You can just put the mic down. It's crazy how those work.
We'll try to pull the show through without 30 seconds.
I don't know.
I don't know how we'll do without you.
If I come back and there's wrestling talk going on.
James Hetfield is he has the dumbest tattoo to signify He's straight edge. There's a photo of it on the blog.
What do you tattoo? His prostate? His 59-year-old...
No, it's on his arm. Like,
oh, okay.
He's like, you know how when you go to shows and you don't drink, they put an X on you? So he got two, like, straight razor blades, like old-school razor blades.
Where?
Right here. There's a razor blade.
Like, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, and an X.
But on his wrist, not even on the back
of
his hand.
Yeah, not even on the back of his hand. So
I heard he's tattooing his saddlebags next to Shea. The straight edge tattoo. His crow's feet.
Also, not he has a giant Jesus portrait right
really
above the straight edge X.
What is this, Dave Mustaine?
No, because Dave Mustaine still does drugs.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't know when he found religion. I guess when you go to rehab. That's like the 12 step program.
I think it's actually if you ever get tattooed by a Latino dude, it's sort of a rule that you have to have a Jesus tattoo. Like he won't do any other tattoos on you unless
or the praying hands.
Yeah.
Or the Virgin Mary.
Yeah. Some kind of religious imagery needs to be on you before he can tattoo you further.
It's another fucking thing he stole from me. Most straight edge first.
He also has a tattoo on his back of Dave Mustaine's dog with his head kicked in.
Now I kick my own back. Yeah. Whoa. He's like the Ed McMahon of our show.
Just picture him hanging out backstage drinking O'Doul's.
Yeah.
Lars is in the bathroom watching other people do coke.
And he's trying to hang out with the cool bands on the tour too.
Yeah, well, cool bands on his tour. What cool bands tour with Metallica?
I don't know.
They've actually taken out some really good openers.
Like who?
Well, Lamb of God for one. Gojira.
Gojira.
Name some openers they took out that I would consider cool.
Sorry, they didn't take out the Silver Sun pickups.
No, they're lost.
Sorry about that.
They're lost.
Yeah,
I would consider to go to.
But they did take out the cranberries.
Well, I never liked the cranberries.
There was the metallic cranberry.
Did be honest.
Never liked them.
Zombie.
No.
Zombie.
Zombie.
Even though Noah was briefly the lead singer of that band, I still never liked them.
What?
What?
I don't get it.
That was
tiny girl with a big head. I don't know.
I give him a pass.
Oh, Noah has a big head.
That's a big head.
You're like a walking glow pop.
You should see Noah's face right now. It's like seething with anger.
Her head is so big right now.
It's like not quite candy apple, but more blow pop.
Noah's face is like, I want to kill him. Wait, do I have a big head?
I don't know if he's making fun of me or if he's saying that I'm smart.
No. If your forehead is the same width as your shoulders, that's not the good thing.
Well, that's not true. It's about half the width of your shoulders.
Your face
very broad shoulders for a woman, though.
Your face looks like a dinner plate. I've been meaning to tell you. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see the reaction. It doesn't look anything like a dinner plate.
No, it's BS.
You could buy some there. You know, it does exist.
Nair? What is Nair?
Why? Should I get rid of the hair on the top of my head?
No, they have Nair head remover.
Oh, to like make the flesh fall off my face.
I didn't. I think your head is perfectly normal size.
For comedy, it's not true. I just wanted to get a reaction out of you, and I got exactly the reaction.
I don't think I look anything like the singer of the band.
No,
you're a woman.
Don't.
And she's a woman, that's all. That's why I said
Oh,
it.
That's what it is. Okay.
I don't take anything back there, so.
Oh, my God. We've got two calls from the same phone number right now. Shlomo calling us on two lines somehow.
Hey. All right, let's see what he has.
How's that?
They have to answer one of them.
Put both of them on, though.
Yeah, cool. Hello. Shlomo. Shlomo?
Shlomo. Are you in the shul now?
Maybe it is the other one.
Shlomo.
Shlomo?
Yeah?
How are you?
Good. I got the Night with CDs.
The Night with the Night CDs.
Yeah, that's good. That usually is what happens when I mail CDs out to somebody to get them.
Yes. The next concert is Wednesday night.
What?
It's in the light, he said. Is it
No. The next concert, Entombed.
Entombed, yes.
Entombed is Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's next Wednesday.
That's good.
What?
That's good.
Okay.
How are you going to listen to the show and watch the concert?
Well, who said I'm giving you tickets to that? I can't give you tickets. I gave you tickets to the last show.
But I didn't go.
Okay, but you told me that the day of the show, at like 6 p.m. you sent me a message. Can you give it to somebody else? When the show starts at 7. So
Momo.
I already submitted your name on the list. I can't submit you on the list twice. It's going to look a little fishy.
You got to clear because I thought it was different time, and then I screwed up. But then the day I screwed up.
You're less coherent than last time.
The day was screwed up.
You're on a scooter and what happened?
No, the day was screwed up.
It's not a date.
It screwed up. I thought it was Thursday, and it couldn't go on Thursday, so kind of screwed it up.
Usually I can understand.
You remember that movie Awakening? And you remember how Robert De Niro's character snapped out of his little funk for a while, and it was like normal, but then he fell back into it? I thought he got a couple of Shlomo in his Awake De Niro, and now he's back to call.
Yeah, and you still can understand him. That was like Awakenings, but still not understandable.
Yeah, well, they didn't let him out. He was like Awakenings where they let him out before.
I'm okay.
Hello?
I'm
okay now. Oh, you're better?
He says among
you. Yeah.
Oh.
So what were you doing?
Okay. It was too screwed up.
You pooed up?
No, screwed up. SCREWED. Screwed up. Screw up.
This is like Jimmy's soundbite.
Screwed up. He didn't know screwed. That it was Shavua.
What was it?
Shavua.
What's the holiday? What is that?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you. Can I tell you?
Go ahead.
Shavuos is a holiday for the accepting of the Torah, the Bible, the commandments, and the Torah upon us.
What does that mean?
Means that we accepted the Lord upon us, all
613 laws.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Don't put your elbows on the table.
On this day, Shavuos, the very holy day of Shavuos in the Jewish calendar. This is the day we iron our talluses and we never butter our matzo with anything but slices.
What? What? You're mixing it all up.
Rule number 100.
Hello. 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 Excuse me. You are mixing it up. Excuse me. If you want to know some of the halachas of Shavuos, just ask me.
I don't want to.
It's
okay.
All right.
No, I won't make it up. Well, there are a lot of customs on Shavuos.
Costumes.
Like staying up all night on the first night of Shavuos to do.
All right, listen.
Let's wrap it up.
Everyone needs to calm down. I just want to mention one more thing while we have Shlomo online.
Okay.
Shlomo has been very active in our message forum. Some might think a little too active. Well, one thing I want to bring up is he started a thread called the Official Humor Thread.
Oh, my God.
And first of all, who are you to decide what's the Official Humor Thread, Shlomo?
True.
But all right, I'll let that one pass.
I was creating Official Alcohol Thread.
Shlomo. You're interrupting me. That's rude. Isn't that one of the rules in the Torah?
No.
Thou shalt not interrupt Rob during thy live cast?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
That was number 427.
Yeah, you didn't get up to that one. Anyway, so in the Official Humor Thread, responding to a joke, Shlomo just writes, after starting the thread, Shlomo writes, I just don't like to joke.
So you start the official humor thread. Oh, right.
I didn't mean it. Because I was replying to a different human person. I think LSE Raptor, Wilson, or keep it Wilson, I don't know which one, who said, what are you? What are you to create a humor thread?
You just got called out. Keep it Wolfson just got called out.
I didn't know he was Jewish. Keep it Wolfson.
I know. He probably thinks he's a member of the tribe.
I know this name is Wolfson. I've never heard of it. Keep it. What kind of a name is Keep it?
Keep it.
Like a keeper that you wear in the head? All right. Thanks for calling in, Shlomo.
Okay, Judy. I'm the concert.
No, I can't. I told you I can't give you tickets to the concert. It'll look too fishy if you're on the list 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, Noah and I are going, so we don't really want to run into you.
Are you guys going to the show on Wednesday?
Yeah. Noah, are you going?
I don't know.
How are we going
to
do the show?
We're going to have to talk about it.
Good. Lonnie and Jenny will take over.
But who's going to run the...
Anyway, we'll talk about it off the air.
I want to talk about it now.
Yeah.
We're here on the show, and Nick just... randomly barged in. I'm going to have to call the cops because he...
started locking those doors.
Breaking
man.
And entering right here.
Randomly. I mean, I'm sure he didn't, like, happen to come into this house not knowing we were here.
I guess he did know. But, Nick, how are you?
I was not invited. I actually was told not to come, but I came anyway.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Was it Shlomo? Did he say...
Told me, Noah told me, Darren told me.
I haven't spoken to you for like...
It was with vibes that we sent telepathically.
Nicholas, why'd you cut your hair?
Yes, I know when I'm unwelcome, and I know I'm unwelcome.
That's why you showed up.
Actually, Shlomo made up the official list of who can come to the studio and who can't.
Nick knows when he's unwelcome, and when he's unwelcome, he definitely makes sure to show up.
I make that fucking present. No.
It's just like my period.
Now, Nick, you had hair up to your ass at one point. Very long hair.
I'm very upset.
Flowing locks, and now it's gone. What, are you joining the military or something?
Now. I'm actually running for class president of my high school.
So you're still in high school after all these years.
I had a it was very hot, and I was very drunk, and I just decided, hey, guys, I'm going to cut this shit off. So
when was this?
But now you're neither.
This was 10 days ago.
Oh,
recently. Now.
Was my brother with you?
No.
What was the stitch? What was this? Explain. How many beers did you have at this point?
Well, no. Honestly, I wasn't drunk.
I don't believe that, but go on.
I wasn't drunk enough to make a bad decision. I was drunk enough to make a bad decision.
All right. Well, so this is middle of the day, end of the day. What time of day was this?
It started a couple days like before it happened because I thought to myself, like, I need a change. I want to do something different. I was thinking tattoos. I was thinking, like, vacations. And then I just thought, fuck it. I'm going to cut my hair and I'm going to donate it to Locks for Love.
I was going to say, that's cool.
But instead, you just threw it out. You thought about it.
It's funny because my girlfriend was fucking around with me. She was playing it. I have it in a plastic Ziploc bag. I have yet to mail it into them. But she threw it in the toilet bowl.
It's still good.
While we were fighting.
They
like,
won't know.
We were play fighting, like, you know, I have bruises, but they're not.
You were play fighting. I sent her to the hospital. But, it was all a joke.
I broke two of her teeth, and the hyperextended her elbow.
Now, someone in the chat, the Zodiac Killer, is in love with you.
Well, I'm not in love with you, so.
Okay, good.
So I'm very upset that you cut your hair, Nick.
No, it's not
pleasant to see you.
I'm
sorry.
Now it's definitely not. All right, fine.
How long did it take to get
Now you are not welcome.
Very, very quick because the undercut was already, like, kind of shaved. And then, so, like, it was already in a ponytail. So then she just cut, like, the very, very bottom, the end of the ponytail. Mm-hmm. And then I took the buzzer and did the rest of it.
I like to shave my undercut every couple of months.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about the gooch.
Yeah, a little bit.
I just did that 2 days ago.
Nick's been growing that hair ever since we met him.
Yeah, I remember when it was like almost at that length.
It's almost 5 years a severance ago. From you guys. Like I started with you guys, and this is the last time I'm ever going to see you.
Yeah, we're never going to hang out again.
My hair is gone, so.
So and now you're going
to
be gone.
Rob's moving. Noah doesn't ever want me to go in her apartment. Sid, I'm not that great friends with. Aaron, I just hate so much.
So do I.
What about Sean?
This is Nick's goodbye episode.
I'm like Switzerland. No.
Sayonara, everybody. Fuck off. No. I'm just kidding. I love everybody.
He's not kidding. So that's that. No, that's a change for you, Nick.
I feel better.
You look like a bandit now, like you're gonna rob somebody,
or like you should be at an AA meeting.
Nick, so bad Andy. Yeah, Andy, get back to 2004, then you'll come back to the forum.
Yeah, only OG Metal Injection fans actually know who Nick is.
But I feel better, and women have been more attracted to me.
Oh, it's going over well with the ladies.
So, let me. Somebody already photoshopped Noah into a cranberry photo.
I love it.
Look how big her head is.
It's massive.
It's your massive geranium, man.
Suspenders and high water pants.
That's really what it looks like, dude. That is a mirror.
Oh, he's not honest with this Photoshop. Keith, you got to post that in the forum.
Oh.
For sure. That's hilarious.
I guess I really was the singer of the Cranberries. I just don't remember that part of my life.
See, I give them a pass because they're Mick bastards like me, but look, that's really how big your melon is.
So let me get this straight, Nick. Girls are more responsive to you with the short hair, you're saying.
Maybe this is why he had that fight with his girlfriend.
I was going to say.
No, because she didn't, my hair was cut by then. But no, it wasn't a fight. It was a play fight. We messed around with each other, like, you know.
Were there knives involved?
She'll throw my hair. Yes, knives get involved. Yeah, but it's all out of love.
Guns, you know.
Anybody else wouldn't tolerate me punching them, like, square in the stomach and, like,
oh,
you know.
It's love. It's love.
Sounds
really
like a healthy relationship.
Well, listen, if she gets pregnant, you got to do what you got to do.
True.
You got to do it the messiest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Buzzsaw.
Devin Townsend interview Nick did was amazing. It's actually Nick interviewed Devin Townsend, but it's all right, Zodiac.
That's your one fan, so he's probably not
of high IQ.
Rob,
you said that to me, too. You said, like, when you posted my Sudoku interview, you're like, wait, how did you do it? You're like, Noah...
Let's wrap it up.
Interviewed by Sudaka or something like that. No. It was as if they were interviewing me.
Wrong.
I'm sorry. It was correct grammar. I'm just drunk.
I'm going to search for it.
But Noah's still wrong.
Noah's always wrong.
Anyway.
Why am I always wrong?
Noah, wrap it up.
Woman.
Wrap it up.
She's not even a woman. She's a girl.
She's a bag of PMS and blood.
Wow.
Bag of PMS and blood? Not yet.
With a big head. Wow. Today's the Noah bashing episode, it seems.
I don't know what I did to deserve this, guys, but...
We haven't forgiven you for something.
Showed up really late.
Moving on. Speaking of showing up really late, Nick's here.
Like, the daytime threw me off, because, like, usually this is at nighttime. But it is kind of nighttime.
It's light outside.
Like, it's summer because it's light outside.
Yeah, well, the last time you were here, we were still starting at 10, right?
Let me ask you, when did they put this daylight savings thing in effect? Sorry.
Sudaka exclusive interview with Noah.
Yeah, I gotta side with her on this one.
It's just weird, Rob.
Oh, well. How should I phrase it?
By Noah?
By Noah?
Or Noah's exclusive interview with Sudakara.
No, that wouldn't work because that's not search engine optimized. Band name after the first. See, I was thinking about the Google hits.
So then Sudakara interviewed by Noah would make more sense.
So by instead of with?
Yeah.
Sure.
But B-I, not B-Y.
Yeah. Ow!
Can we get some After Dark over here?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Darren, you still here?
Wow, sound effect guy.
You want to have a game show or not?
Wrap it up.
Yeah. You want to take a music break and come back with Sexual Jeopardy?
No.
Do you want to do this right now?
No. Still talking to you.
Are we?
I'm still talking.
Well, speaking of haircuts, Rob, you got a haircut today.
I did get a haircut today.
Did you ride your bike?
I did.
A couple hairs cut.
Yeah, no. I still have to cut the hair on my balls. I haven't done that yet. But
you got
I need to do that. See, me and Sid are moving out of our apartment this weekend, so I want to make sure I do all the gross stuff before we leave so I don't have to do that.
You leave them in the corners of the room.
You know what was awesome the other day? Because the place Rob's moving is where my girlfriend currently lives. I'm moving in with my girlfriend, so Rob's going to take her room.
Okay.
So I was talking to Rob, and I'm like, you know it's going to take you months to catch up to the amount of times I've peed in your shower?
Oh,
and
love
and,
that.
But really,
love it.
I don't. I don't find that in any way offensive or annoying at all, because I've lived with this guy for 3 years, so he's peed in the same shower that I've
been
in.
Do you not pee in the shower?
I pee in the shower. So,
you guys have permanent athlete's foot right now?
No, it's my feet.
That's what athlete's foot means?
No, athlete's foot is just any fungus growth.
Yeah.
I don't think I have any fungus.
No, pretty sure I don't have. What? There is that colony growing on my heel.
Colony is growing on your heel?
It's a colony.
Tell them to hang up.
But other than that, also on the site, here's another thing I wanted to mention before we get to our music break. I posted this news story, this amazing news story of this new subculture of werewolves. Kids thinking they're werewolves. They wear like fangs, and they wear tails. They wear furry tails, and it's like.
Stupid.
It's like you thought goth was bad or emo was bad. This is like the new level of terrible because of all these like Twilight.
Do they really turn into werewolves?
No, it's just like
play werewolves.
Yeah, just werewolf obsessed culture. And this one kid, like this fucking idiot kid, kidnapped his neighbor's dog.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And
found
like,
the skull of the
yeah, they found the skull in his house. He fucking
but werewolves
decapitated
don't
the dog.
Fuck with dogs. Like I don't get that.
Real werewolves too.
But that'd be like saying that like we're teen cops and we're gonna go around
yeah,
with badges and hats on.
Well, I mean,
you know, like,
that's so retarded. I saw the Lion King as
productive.
I saw the Lion King as a kid. I didn't start a lion section.
Yeah, we're all
know?
Gonna wear like big manes.
Or like
out
yeah, or like what the fuck kind of dumb kids today? You know.
It's actually the purposeful dumbing down of sci-fi as a whole. Because sci-fi as a genre is kind of like mind-expanding science fiction science. So, like, now they have, like, werewolves and Twilight and all that stuff. So they're trying to, like, dumb it down to the lowest common denominator to get, like, faggoty emo kids in backwards places to, like relate to it. When otherwise, if you would give them, like, awesome sci-fi that was actually based on science, they would just be, like, totally dumbed down.
Well, at the same time, though, if they are appealing to, like, a 12-year-old, When that kid is 15, he's going to be over that shit, and maybe he would delve into, like, deeper sci-fi.
But the thing with me is, it's just, they act like they're this, like, cool, like, clique, and people don't understand. Meanwhile, Twilight's one of the biggest movie franchises of, like, the last decade, right?
Yeah.
It's like if 10 years ago kids were like, well, Titanic was really popular. Let's all dress up as turn-of-the-century sailors.
Yeah, but
we'll be cooler than everyone. It's like
I think it's just like let's dress in a way that would put people off and then be like, oh, you just don't understand.
But nothing's any different. It's just they put fangs in.
Yeah,
like, it's really
the
same.
They're just
goth.
Yeah.
Every kid in those kids' high school went to see Twilight. Every kid.
But the other 139 million people that saw it don't get it. They get it.
Yeah, they get it on a different level, man, because they're part animal.
But, no, but I agree with the dumbing down, though, because if it wasn't dumbed down as far, like ABC, NBC are all coming out with their own, like, vampire-ish shows and whatnot. And
vampires are in.
And
vampire movies.
All that, yeah.
I want to see someone really take it to the next level, though, and, like, take a dump on their fucking, in their classroom. Just take a shit on the floor. And then, like,
or the shitters.
And
the
sniff their own poop.
Howl in homeroom.
Yeah.
It's a shame because zombie movies reign supreme over any vampire.
Oh, God, yeah. See, why don't kids worship zombie films? Like, or even, like, Frankenstein kicks the shit out of vampires and werewolves.
Because they don't have subplots of, like, you know, teenage people being in romance.
Yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't
quite
love.
And Paramount soundtrack.
It doesn't make you think of like.
You can't have a zombie love story? Are you kidding me? Come on.
I'll do it. Write it.
They have.
Go ahead.
Zombies dig chicks with brains.
Man.
What was
that
movie?
There was one where like the couple gets married and
Oh, Fido. Fido was fucking amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was amazing.
Fido was actually
chat room. Really good. Go rent Fido.
I met Romero 2 weeks ago. At
pre or post hair cutting?
Pre or post?
14 would be more than 10 days.
He doesn't know what pre and post.
After post. And I got my picture with him, and I got him the autograph, like a comic book, and it was great. And I saw Survival of the Dead, and he did a Q&A afterwards, and it was awesome.
Wow.
Better than vampires.
just what everybody needs to know.
So,
wow, that's
so
a
I
great
guess
story.
We can,
I really learned.
I guess we can all agree that kids should pretend they're zombies, not werewolves.
Yeah,
true.
Zombies,
true.
Zombies are the new scene.
Zombies are a bleak eventuality of life where everything is meaningless and in the end you're just going to be just as you are now, a dull nothingness zombie, right?
Imagine
vampires
mom,
are romantic and gay. So.
Mom, you don't understand me. I just want
brains. Goth looks sort of like zombie. I mean, they put like white makeup on. They wear all black.
Zombies are green, not white.
Really?
No, you don't
and
turn
other
green when you're dead.
Yeah,
it depends what kind
Frankenstein
of
Frankenstein was green.
Maybe in Ireland, when you're jamming with your cranberries cohorts, everybody's in green.
Oh, look at the zombie.
What's an Irish zombie? A leprechaun zombie? Has there ever been a leprechaun zombie? Has the leprechaun ever become a zombie?
No, he just went to the hood.
Survival of the Dead had like Irish, like first generation immigrants in it.
Oh, sweet!
The closest thing to like O'Malley zombie, you know. Whatever.
I want
to
go to that zombie con. That is Romero do it? Is it just in Chicago, or does he do it all around the country?
All around. The last time he was in New Jersey a couple of weeks ago, had a showing, and it was like a whole zombie dedicated thing.
I don't want to be a zombie. I want to be a dragon. Pretty
for
good
a second,
at blowing
I thought you
smoke.
Said drag queen.
I want to be a griffin.
A griffin.
I want a fucking beak and a goddamn lion body and wings and shit. Was that a griffin?
Wings and shit?
Yeah.
A lion and an eagle, I think.
Yeah, that's fucking manly.
And part zombie.
Like a zombie griffin? Are you kidding me?
People really just don't understand you, man. You're a griffin. We're just different. We're the same, but we're just different.
Yeah.
People don't understand because I wear my griffin wing to school.
Anyway, you can watch that video, that news report. I definitely suggest checking it out. It's on the main page of the site. Is there anything else we should talk about before? What's so funny?
I just think it's funny that we're both one smoking directly.
Oh, yeah, we're totally going to get Sid a contact.
Sid has this pained expression on his face as soon as he stood up.
I think you'd guess for saying I was in Cranberries.
Shut up. He's charming.
There's worse bands you could have been in, Noah. Don't worry about it.
Smash Mouth.
I don't know.
Matt Pike's shirt says Rob would be the fattest drag queen ever. With an
that
F.
As in divine?
No way. But he has never been to New York City.
Yeah, I know exactly.
I was going to say, it's absolutely not true.
Yeah. Have you ever been to fucking...
Rob is not fat. He's just very tall.
That's
pick
right.
Pick up a rock and throw it out the window and hit a fatter drag queen than Rob.
Yeah.
Go anywhere on the Lower West Side. You will find a drag queen fatter than me. We'll find a multitude of drag queens.
Rob knows. He went looking for them.
I do. That's how I know if I'm fat or not.
You should find his special fat drag queen Flickr page.
You're just like Eddie Murphy, man.
He likes them big feet.
Yep.
It's called
and
Tall Nancy's. Flickr.com/Tall Nancy.
Spoiler alert.
Your fetish is
you're gay.
This kind of makes me think of going on Craigslist to go like T for M, you know? You ever done that? We should read that on air.
What's T for M?
Transsexual.
Tranny for M.
Oh.
It's
okay.
You
know, no, you would want hysterical. M for... No, never mind. You're right. You're right.
M for TNT.
That's right.
Male for tranny and tranny. Wait.
Oh, no, that'd be M
for TNT. For TNT.
Yeah. You're tranny
you
for
know,
female.
You know ever? Way too much about this.
He orchestrated the 4chan attack on our show that week.
which one am I clicking on here?
MFTT M4 MMFFFTT MMF.
Looking to get fucked tonight. Oh, even there's even photos. Do you want this ass? Send me your face picture to get mine.
Oh, I know he's the fucking Brooklyn like. Hey, forget about it. I'm a tranny.
You must be clean and disease free. My place only. No tits here, so please don't ask.
I love the training which is Queens.
Not a prostitute.
It's just a cross dresser.
Yeah,
man.
It's
right.
Have fun.
Into fetish and get griffin that. Play.
Yeah. I'm in.
Like dressing like a werewolf. What? You got a problem with that?
Sink your teeth into this, baby.
Hey, guys, I'm a sexy, feminine, super smooth Asian TV girl. Also, I am bottom 100%. I'm 25 with a soft skin body, hoping to meet a wheel man.
A wheel man.
A wheel man. Well, he's going to do a heist.
They're going to have to get away from bank.
Young, hot, and nicely toned body. So hit me up and let's make happen. And please be STD and HIV free. Please be.
Get the mood.
Free soda with every $10 you order.
don't miss this great opportunity of being with me. No pic and stats. No reply. It's only fair. I need to know who I'm speaking to.
Free crab rangoon over $10.
Best closing sentence. Please, no man over 40.
What?
Sorry, Darren.
Sorry, Darren.
Thanks.
With that late circumcision to do this.
Oh, Filipina transsexual. Actually, doesn't look that bad.
Roberto, are you going to contact the music people? Will you?
I'm going to bookmark this one.
Come all the way in West Babylon, though.
Yeah, that's too far.
Too far, like you were really going to go.
If he had a car.
Nick knows the ins and outs of this website.
Oh, we're on Craigslist. Chat room, we're on Craigslist, if you want to know.
Yeah, we're looking up tranny ads in New York, in Brooklyn.
Is there a special one for the Chinese ones? Because that's like
Asian tranny. No, there's no money. All right, let's
put romaine into my butt.
Woo!
Oh, like Riker Griffin.
It's a tranny Nintendo game.
Wouldn't it be Glyphon?
Glyphon.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Yeah. I was about to say we're going to take our first music break.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got to check with Sean first.
Yeah.
Sean, can we take our music break?
I would like to talk a little bit longer about Nick's hair first.
Go on.
And then if we could talk about the Mets for a little bit. And then some more trannies. And then we'll take
wrestling.
A music break.
All right, let's take a
break.
No,
wrestling can wait till after the break.
Okay. We're going to start the break with some old school Slipknot.
Aww.
In memoriam.
Do we have to?
From 1986.
We also have a good suggestion from the chat now that we should segue into one of Sid's Asian ladyboy calls, prank calls.
Well, we already played that one.
Yeah, we played that before.
We can end the show with that.
I'll end the show with you.
Oh.
So charming.
So charming.
Now he's the charming one.
Your charm is rubbing off on me.
It's the Metal Injection Charm Cast. Here we go. Here's a little flip knot.
It's charming when I rub off on you?
Yes. In my hair.
Son, cause he's a fence, I'm a mystery, and that leaves me nothing. Many times, cause you wanted to die, it's the life of me. I don't want to know what you're rid of me. You can't be California when I'm on a man of die. You can't be California when I'm on a man of die. You can't be California with the mud. It's all in your eyes. It's all in your eyes. It's all in my head. It's all in your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Noah, I am sorry. I cannot satisfy your longing desire for hot swollen man sausage. I am just a computer man. Now stop staring at me and go back to the Metal Injection live cast while I dry hump your clock radio.
Oh. And Noah.
So sad.
That man sausage turns you on, doesn't it?
I missed half of what he said because I didn't know we were done with the music break.
Oh, it was about you.
Great. What else is new?
You want me to play it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Noah, I am sorry. I cannot satisfy your longing desire for hot swollen man sausage. I am just a computer man. Now stop staring at me and go back to the Metal Injection live cast while I dry hump your clock radio.
There you have it.
Chuck's such a horny guy.
We're
well,
back.
That's why my clock radio is oily.
Ooh.
So just to go over that music break, we started with Eyeless by Slipknot, followed by Discografia.
No.
The album title was Discografia.
Oh, you're right.
The band is Los Crudos.
Sorry, I'm
listening. The song is Assassinos.
Assassins.
Then, what is it? Human Filleted? Human Filleted with Hideous Sculptures of the Dead. Then Nevermore with Moonrise. Primus with Pudding Time. Who couldn't go for some pudding right now? I can go for some pudding.
Yeah. Man pudding.
No.
Splooge.
Chocolate pudding. Followed by The Power and the Glory, Hercules and Paul Roma, with Call Me Armageddon.
Inside jokes.
Call Me Armageddon.
All right, Armageddon.
I get it.
The Ben Affleck version.
I'm getting it.
So we're back. We have a phone number. We're moments away from Sexual Jeopardy.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I can't wait.
And
I have a hard on.
All right, John, it's qualified.
This is too sexual.
So for all of you that are newer listeners, haven't heard some of our archived episodes, first off, go back and listen to them because we're hilarious. Second off, Sexual Jeopardy is basically just like Jeopardy, where you have to answer in the form of a question. And the only difference is all the topics are dirty sex related, dirty sex terms.
Sex acts. Or
sex acts or terms.
Terms. Acts.
Term acts.
Acts terms.
Isn't that like a product?
Yeah.
Axe terms. It'll get the ladies.
Like no, dude is actually suing Axe. Did you hear about that? Because apparently he's used Axe for a certain amount of months and no women have ever stormed him and attacked him. So false advertising. He's,
wow, that is fucking brilliant. Yeah. Axe deserves it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's
fuck you, Axe.
Fuck Axe in their shower gels.
You gonna return yours, Rob?
They're such shitty. I don't have Axe. Axe is like the lowest. No, I don't.
Oh, Rob.
I totally don't.
Robert.
It's Tresemme.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Axe. I feel like Axe is like the 99 cents, the 99 cent store brand.
No, it's
like
expensive.
Deodorant.
It's like $4.75.
It's gross. It's all their shit smells disgusting.
I used Axe in college. I know.
I used it in college too. Yeah, because I was broke. But now that I have some sort of money and self-respect, I don't use Axe.
I just can't use the roll-up.
All their products are so subpar, though.
It's true. No, it really is true. But I can't. I prefer the spray as opposed to the roll-on.
The spray, like, if I'm in the room and if I spray myself, I have to leave that room. Otherwise, I feel like I'll have like an asthma attack. Cause, like,
it's a very strong smell.
Yeah,
you start being attracted to frat boys.
But it's so thick and disgusting. It's ugh.
It's gross.
Yeah,
girls
don't like it.
One time I put it on backwards and I was sworn by men.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what happens with Axe with the roll on? It crumbles immediately. You roll it twice and it's like falling apart.
Right. Because it's not good. It's not well made.
Guys, I believe it's pronounced ask.
That was racist.
Buzzing. I think that could be the title of the episode.
Yes, it was.
That's very witty, Oscar Wilde.
Why is that racist? White people do that too.
Who does?
What?
Who does?
That's
Nick?
A Brooklyn thing.
Use Axe. Use Axe. Axe shower gel.
It's true.
So are we ready?
Let's wrap it up.
We're just moments away from Sexual Jeopardy. Just waiting for Alex Trebek to.
Here he comes. Hey.
In the distance.
He's right down the street.
We got a really big studio.
Hello and welcome to Sexual Jeopardy. I am Darren Trebek, and
where the fuck is Alex? Where the fuck is Alex?
We couldn't afford Alex.
Oh, okay.
Listen, all right. Help me out here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What happened to the music?
Yeah.
No. Good question. All right, we're already having problems. So, here it is. What we're going to do today, we have to figure out, first of all, who's playing. Now, Sid's not playing.
Oh, shit.
Why?
Sid's not playing because he's too good
victim of my own success.
And he destroys the shit out of everybody.
We'll see. We'll see today.
I feel like we should go with the two biggest potheads here, who are Noah and Rob.
Yeah.
And our new cast member, Sean, are going to play against each other. It's going to be Vanna White.
Against each other or with each other?
No, against.
So we can't play with each other?
Nick played with each other last time. And
he's also really good.
There's a couple of recycled questions in this one because the last time our sound got fucked up. So I know the two of you won't remember, but I don't know if Nick will remember. Nick probably
I'm actually a really big burnout, and my long and short-term memories are non-existent, so give it a shot.
Nick doesn't understand the concept of the word memory. Put it that way.
Broad.
Where do you
know
about?
I'm going to ask Sid to do me a favor, and you try to keep track of who buzzed in first. You're going to be the official.
There's no teams.
How do we
no
buzz?
Teams. People all for them. Well, that's what we're going to do right now. You're just going to pick a sound to yell out when you want to ring in.
I'm going
to
go with my constant sound of balls.
Balls.
I like queef.
Queef. And Sean is going to...
I was
going
to go with vagina boobs, but I think that might be too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One syllable.
Oh.
You can make it a sound, too.
You can,
anything.
Oh.
Or,
you're on the spot here, Sean.
Yeah, this is...
I didn't know this was... You should have told me before this.
Okay.
Tranny. How about tranny?
That's not
that's
one syllable.
One dummy.
Jeez Louise. I'll go with cunt. I will do that.
All right, cunt's a good one.
All right, so we've got our three sounds. It's going to be Rob with boob, balls.
Balls, not boobs.
Noah with queef.
Queef.
And Sean is going to be using cunts.
Right.
So now...
But I wanted vagina boobs.
Someone in the chat room suggested bing.
Now, I need Sid, I need you also to keep score.
Oh, can I be gunt?
Gunt,
paper,
all right.
Pen, something.
While we get that ready, let's remind you that Sexual Jeopardy is brought to you by Yaz. The birth control that was all over
so
the
awkward.
Lost finale for some strange reason.
So
it was True Blood and Yaz. I think they're trying to tell us something.
It's funny because the Yaz commercial had more time dedicated to side effects than what the product actually did.
Any of those medication commercials will make you seem suicidal.
I didn't know that pregnancy preventing medication can give you a stroke or a seizure or tumors.
You can't get pregnant if you're dead of a stroke.
Yeah.
Sure. Well,
all right.
I'll go to science for this one.
How come this never happens to Alex Trebek? Going spinning off into these conversations.
Nobody digresses.
All right. Are we ready for question one?
No.
Wait. When do we get to talk about our jobs and shit? When you like walk around?
After halfway through the round, I'll do that.
Okay. Good.
All right. Oh, one other thing. We don't have categories on Sexual Jeopardy because we don't have a board or anything like that. So. I've designated one question in round one as a daily double. Whoever wins the question before that gets the daily double automatically. All right, first question. This legendary comedian and star of stage and screen lends his name as a euphemistic play on words to describe a straight man fucking a lesbian.
Queef?
Noah?
Who is Boy George?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
That was not even close.
Are we doing negative points, Darren?
No.
Yes. 3 seconds.
At least I tried.
I passed.
The answer, who is Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, good one.
Do I give her a negative one, a negative 100?
Each question in the first round is worth 100 points.
Ooh.
Noah, you're at negative 100. Rob,
you shooter.
I'm in the lead.
You have the most numbers of anyone so far. This is achieved when receiving a hand job and your partner closes off your penis hole with the thumb at the moment of ejaculation. It's also the name of a candy created by Willy Wonka.
Oh, gum.
False.
I'm going to give it to Sean.
Sean.
I want to say the everlasting gobstopper.
That is correct.
Damn.
All right. Describe in a...
Wait, what was that sound? What was it? Where did that come from?
I'm sorry.
Where did that come from? What are all these noises?
The pot paranoia settles in on the set of Sexual Jeopardy.
Hang out with sound effects guy.
Described in a 2007 Soldier Boy hit, this term describes a woman who's falling asleep with cum on her back so that the sheets stick to her like a cape.
Balls.
Rob.
What is the Superman?
Correct.
True.
When a woman is receiving oral sex and blasts a fart in her partner's face, the resulting poop stains might make him resemble this befreckled star of 2004's Mean Girls.
Oh, God.
Who is Lindsay Lohan?
Wait, what? Zero.
How is that? Wait, what is the Lindsay Lohan?
I have 100.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you're at zero, dummy. Do your math.
You just made up your negative 100.
No.
Damn.
This massive petroleum transport network, completed in 1977, is also the term for freezing a shit-filled condom overnight and then using it as a dildo. Oh. 3 seconds.
Gunt.
Sean.
The Alaskan pipeline? Oh, what is the Alaskan pipeline?
Correct. All right, just got that in. And Sean gets our first double, daily double at Sexual Jeopardy.
I risk it all.
Is Shlomo hosting?
How many points does... daily double.
Shlomo, China.
China. All right, how many points does Sean have?
200.
Sean, you may risk all of part of your winnings. You have 200 points.
Risk nothing. I will risk 100 so I don't go below Rob.
For 100 points, squeezing your partner's ass cheeks together around your cock, titty fucking style, has nothing to do with the national pastime. It got its name because it isn't quite sex, but it's in this.
What is the dugout?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in the ballpark.
Oh,
the
what
ballpark.
The goddamn. Mine was
all
better.
Right, Sean, you dropped,
a lot better.
You dropped down to 100.
Titty fucking this, style.
This question is for
that's
everybody.
Actually, yeah, that's actually, we refer to that as the vagina.
To save it for the next one.
In case, like, your woman is on the rag and you don't want to
do
her up. You know, you just put it in there in the crevice of the crack. And
right.
The vagina.
All right, this question's for everybody now. All of our players, get ready. This 1980s NBC Michael Landon series is sometimes used by gay men as another name for the taint, the strip of skin between the genitals and the asshole.
Who the fuck is Michael Landon?
Gunt.
Sean.
Lonesome Dove.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
And you have to answer in the form of a question.
Oh, what? Shit.
That's incorrect. All right. 3 seconds.
Think about who the fuck is my friend?
What is the highway to heaven?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, guys.
Sit.
Who's on Lonesome Dove?
I don't know who Michael Landon is. Little House on the Prairie? Come on.
He had like a Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got from Dorothy Hamill.
No. Right. Lawson Perry, the haircut. Got it.
Many a prank has been played by coming in a partner's hair while he or she is asleep and then molding the hair into a horn to resemble this creature.
Gunt.
Sean.
What is unicorn?
Correct.
I shouldn't have smoked before I did this because my reaction is too slow.
Every time.
Every
game show is.
I shouldn't have smoked before I did that.
You know what? No, you're taking the wrong approach. Sean should have smoked. Should be at the same level as we are right now.
See, you should have went and got me those beers.
Sean is so cranked up on meth right now.
It's actually Pop Rocks infused chocolate.
Well, meth is an upper, so obviously he'd be at the advantage. His brain works faster.
Isn't he only tied with Rob, though?
No, he's up
on it. But he's got a lot more right.
We're tied.
Oh, we're tied. All right. He's got a lot more wrong.
A woman on her knees between two men, alternating between giving head to one and then the other, is said to be performing this, also the name of a famous structure in a child's nursery rhyme.
Gunt.
Sean.
What is London Bridge?
Correct.
Damn.
Is that also the Eiffel Tower? Can we discuss?
No, the Eiffel Tower is when the guys give each other high fives.
But what is the difference between what he described?
The guy, I told you, the guys have to be giving each other high fives. That's the.
But she's still on all fours.
Oh no! I'm sorry. The guy, the woman is being fucked by one of them and blowing the other.
Well, I should just interject here and say that a lot of these have other alternate names, but the hint is the non-sex clue.
Okay.
So that's how you know which one we're looking for. All right. It's a microwavable snack found in the southwestern U.S. or the act of taking a shit in your girlfriend's vagina and then fucking her.
Queef.
Noah.
The Hot Pocket.
More specific, please.
What is the Albuquerque Hot Pocket?
Correct.
It's always from Albuquerque.
Okay. It's a porno subgenre where women kick men in the testicles with full force. You also might do it on fourth down.
Queef.
Noah.
Wait, Rob just made me nervous.
Gunt.
Wait,
well,
I'm not done.
Sorry. 3 seconds.
What is a touchdown?
Oh, incorrect.
Balls.
Rob.
What is a punt?
That's correct.
Damn it, because I don't know sports.
And here we
so
are.
You have to wait to buzz again until she's done?
Yeah.
Gets her full time to answer.
Gotcha.
Then, right. Okay. This is the final clue of single Jeopardy. While receiving simultaneous oral sex and ass licking, blow a fart into your partner's mouth, causing her cheeks to inflate like this Dixieland legend who passed away in 1993.
Gunt. Sean. What is Dizzy Gillespie?
Correct. And that...
Eat that shit, fuck!
That will end our round one of Sexual Jeopardy. Sid, give us a recap of the scores, please.
Rob's got 200.
Woo!
Noah, with two right and two wrong, is at zero.
Woo!
And Sean has 300.
Boo!
All right, so we've got a close game, and we're going to amp it up now in double jeopardy. There will be two daily doubles in this round.
Two daily doubles.
And we're going to start off with a question for everybody. Guys, pissing in a girl's mouth right after coming in it produces a gooey, clear, yellowish mixture that closely resembles this staple of Chinese cuisine.
Queef.
Gunt.
Noah. What is the egg yolk?
Gunt.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Gunt.
Oh, Sean.
What is egg drop soup?
That's correct.
No, whatever. It's the same thing.
No.
Wait, say it again. Each. Say that question again. Cause
no,
I need
no.
To
you got it wrong. Yes.
I like these. The judge. So fucking charming.
Possibly originating in France, this term describes a man involved in a three-way homosexual encounter receiving anal from one partner and giving oral to the other.
Queef? Where is the croissant?
Incorrect.
Do you realize if you get one wrong, you lose points?
I don't
and
care.
She doesn't guess.
She's going for the
care.
Negative record.
I don't know, but looking at me, quantity over quality.
Taking a guess.
3 seconds.
More entertaining than silence.
French throws me off.
Yeah.
Time's up. Yeah. What is the Lucky Pierre? The Lucky Pierre.
Oh.
Okay. Moving on. When fucking your partner, wear a condom but leave it inside her vagina. The next guy to eat her out will receive this post-meal treat.
Is that just like a... You're telling us to do this?
This post-meal treat.
Oh.
3 seconds. Time's up. What is a fortune cookie?
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to like risk it.
Wait, but this
but
assumes
there's no.
This assumes that between fuck sessions, the girl doesn't go to the bathroom.
Well, anyone who would let somebody do that,
you don't
know,
go to the bathroom.
Probably a really disgusting skank.
Peeing coming out of there somehow. It's going to be blocked up by a condom.
Yes, it's not the same
hole. No, pee doesn't come out of your vagina
but
hole.
The condom is not doesn't just go.
Wait, what?
I know that, but the condom.
It could deep up in there? What is peeing in
where does pee come out of?
I love the discussions that get spawned from sexual jeopardy. All right.
No, let's keep moving. Wait, but that didn't have like an
let's
Asian
keep
context.
On keeping
to the, I thought there was going to be like hints baked into these questions.
I thought that was baked in well enough, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, why didn't you...
post-meal treat that's inside of something?
Oh, post-meal treat. Ah, yeah, okay.
Someone wasn't listening. Okay. Were you twittering?
Were
you swatting?
No, twatting.
All right, guys, ready?
Yes.
This name for a man with an unusually curved penis is also a title character played by Dustin Hoffman in a 1991 movie directed by Steven Spielberg.
Balls.
Sid?
Rob?
Damn it.
Who is Captain Hook?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. And, Rob, you get the daily double.
Woo!
The very first daily double of this round.
Can I get the scores?
Scores,
got
please.
400.
Everyone scores he wants.
Rob's got 400. Noah has negative 400. And Sean has 500.
Okay. Wow, close game.
It'll go 200.
200. For a total of 700 if you're right. Refrain from taking a dump for a week, allowing an accumulation of dingleberries. When your girlfriend eats your ass, she might sing a Marvin Gaye tune about how she heard it through this.
Oh, come on.
What is the grapevine?
Correct.
That was such a $100 question,
yes.
Man.
Yes!
Well, he earned it by getting the easy one before that, the hard one before that. All right. This is for everybody. When a girl eats your asshole and simultaneously reaches around to jerk you off, you've got this sex act, which is named for a brass instrument in disrepair.
Balls.
I'm going to give it to Sean.
Damn.
What is the rusty trombone?
Correct.
Damn.
A
A man who can stick his own cock into his own ass is said to have performed this act, which shares its name with a piece of golfing terminology.
Oh,
golf. 3 seconds.
Can you read the question again?
You know what? Since no one answered, I buzzed in. I'll read it again. Okay. A man who can stick his cock into his own ass is said to have performed this act, which shares its name with a piece of golfing terminology.
Dunt.
Sean.
What is a hole-in-one?
Correct.
Damn. Now, first of all, why is he the luckiest man alive?
Yeah.
She wouldn't need a broad.
But why the chat room, please do not answer the questions.
Well,
they're a little
the
behind,
off
but
the
they're
screen.
Still...
Yeah, just minimize.
They can answer, just we should turn it off. So
okay, we turn off the chat. Okay, I'll turn it off.
Too. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sean gets the Double Jeopardy question.
we just had a Double Jeopardy.
Right.
Daily Double.
Okay, Captain Negative 400.
Daily Double,
two.
Right, sorry.
Okay.
So what is
900, Sean?
Damn. And what does Rob have?
Rob has 600, and Noah has negative 400.
Okay.
200.
This well-known U.S. national landmark discovered in 1870 lends its name to the act of pouring a can of Pepsi into a woman's snatch and then inserting a pack of Mentos.
What is Old Faithful?
Correct.
Very How good. Do you know that?
What would we? What would be another geyser-ish thing in America?
Calling guys.
All right, this is for everybody now. Noah, get on the ball. I want you in Final Jeopardy.
Do you want me to tell you the answers?
Inserting a chain of anal beads into your girlfriend's asshole and then yanking them out forcefully without warning is a sex act that got its name from this piece of gardening equipment because of the pulling motion required to start it.
Queef.
Noah.
What is a chainsaw?
Incorrect.
Who gardens with a fucking chainsaw, Noah? Come on.
I did.
Balls.
Rob.
What is a lawnmower?
Correct.
Whatever.
Getting down to the end here. Titty fucking a girl in reverse from the top down is called this, something Pete Rose might wear to a formal dinner.
Wait,
balls.
Rob?
What is a bow tie?
More specific, please.
What is a red bow tie?
Incorrect.
Gunt.
Sean.
It's a Cincinnati bow tie.
Correct.
Ah!
All right, that's going
Damn.
To... bring us up to Final Jeopardy.
Because he was on the red.
I got it. I got the other half of the team.
No.
I was
in the red.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
Yes.
What's the final count of scores here?
Good one.
Sean is in the lead with 1,300.
Okay.
Rob is second with 600. Noah bringing up the rear with a negative 600.
In more ways than one.
That, according to Jeopardy rules, that means she doesn't get to participate.
I'm going to wipe out your debt. You don't owe us anything. And we're going to give you a free $100 to play with. So
what?
Some miracle they both annihilate each other.
Okay.
You're going to win. All right. Oh, this is so funny. Okay. Now.
I'd like to mention that Sid is wearing a lovely gown this evening
while
he's doing the prank.
Lovely blouse.
Very sexy.
He's giving Vanna White a run for her money.
We're going to need 70. We're going to need the guys to get papers.
Right.
Says a lot.
Not rolling papers, Rob.
Let's just use conventional paper.
Yeah, because Noah's going to Google it. She's going to bing it.
I'm not a cheater.
Now...
Kiss your mother with that mouth.
I'm going to give you the Final Jeopardy category.
I don't kiss my mother.
Which is?
I would pay to see.
The Final Jeopardy category is 70s sitcoms. I want you to write down your wagers.
Nobody has pens.
Share the pen. Share the pen.
Okay, wait, write down the wagers.
Right pass. Come on.
1970s sitcoms.
Wait, can you read the scores again? Was it 6?
1,300. Yeah.
13, 6, and 100. Okay. Everyone have their wagers?
While everyone puts down their wagers, I'd like to remind you
down.
That Sexual Jeopardy is brought to you by Yaz.
We need to get that Yaz commercial.
No babies, no babies.
If you want to have sex without a condom and a stroke, try Yaz. Birth control for women.
All right. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Okay. Here's your Final Jeopardy answer. This character from the long-running television series MASH shares a name with the act of pouring Tabasco sauce on a woman's labia.
Oh, I got it.
Wait, can I change my wager?
Fuck. No.
No.
Set in stone.
Okay. Wait, can you read the question again?
No. All right, fine. This character from the long-running television series MASH shares a name with the act of pouring Tabasco sauce on a woman's labia, pussy lips. Oh.
You fucked up.
Can I get a pen? I'll play the song one more time.
Oh,
how about that? Go.
Pen. Somebody give me a pen.
Come on.
She's writing.
Oh,
I'm going to go
really
on
what pen?
Here. But give it back. I'm not done.
I just like the song, so I want to let it go. All right, we're going to start with Noah, who's in third place with $100. Noah, let's see your answer. How much did you wager, first of all?
I wagered 1,000.
You see the paper. I'm
going to wager 100.
Right. Well, you wagered 1,000 and you're wrong, so you owe us $900.
What's your right? What's your
and
right?
Our answer is, who is B.A. Baracus?
A-team, shit.
You know what? That's more in the ballpark than what Rob put.
I'm going to give you the 100 for that.
I've never seen that.
You know what? I'll give you 75.
You
should give
us
some money answer.
Some points, man.
Yeah, so
at
was,
least you got the full name right. That's
that
fine.
Was incorrect.
I love the A-team.
Let's go to Rob. Rob wagered all $600, and he said, what is a crotch rocket?
Yes.
That's no crotch
oh,
rocket.
Oh, crotch rocket and radar. And
rocket. Wasn't rocket a character?
Yeah.
No.
How
radar. Radar.
That was very creative, but no. Okay, so Rob, you're down to zero.
I'll just say.
And by the way, someone in the chat gave a very gave a very funny answer that's wrong. It was Sergeant Burns, which I like also. So Sean, what did you wager? You wagered only 100 points, and you said
you won anyway.
You actually didn't phrase it in the form of a question.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, he's wrong.
You gotta be fucking
kidding
me.
You got the right answer, but you still lose 100
oh,
points. The correct answer.
Bullshit.
Who is Hot Lips Houlihan? Hot Lips. Hot Lips pouring Tabasco sauce on a woman's
son
pussy.
Son of a cunt, man.
Would produce Hot Lips.
I do want to say that you said pussy lips.
Right, I was trying to
I thought you were hinting to Rob.
I was trying to give everyone a hint because you all look stumped.
Okay.
All right, so you guys did great.
Congratulate.
I would like to congratulate our sexual Jeopardy winner, Sean! You know,
yeah,
the most about
applause.
Sex here, clearly.
I want to take a second to thank Sid.
Thank you.
That's it.
Why do you want to thank Sid?
He's so fucking charming.
Wait, can we have... Now, Sean and Sid should face off.
Yeah, you know what?
Death match.
Oh, I would face off Sid any day.
Make another game, quick.
Well, yeah, exactly. I got a coin. Let's flip it. Call
okay.
it in the air.
Let's do it.
No, we should do like some kind of heads up, you know, game that we should come up with at some point, and exclude the stoners. No, you know what we should.
No,
do?
You just have to remind me to not smoke weed.
We should do the
and
pyramid
me.
Again next.
Oh yeah, that was fun.
Now we have Sean who can like team up with Noah and help her out and sit in with you.
All right, so we're gonna win because my mind functions way faster than Noah's. That's right.
Wait a minute. That's not fair. I don't want to be teamed up with you. Yeah, I just thought,
right.
Come on.
Hey, I had a very lucrative career while I was in the Cranberries where I traveled the world and learned many things.
I thought you were about to say I had a very lucrative
career.
Can I phone a friend and bring in Lonnie as my partner instead?
Oh, you know, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but
yes.
Like with maybe like metal related shit or
who wants to be a dollar
with metal injection celebrities are the people that we get to call
or like also like off color joke stuff.
Well, Captain Racist over here, Sid will help you out with that one.
How dare you.
He's not yet a captain.
He's
just Captain Stripes yet.
Colonel Racist.
Private Racist at the moment.
Corporal Racist.
Yeah, by the way, we are working on another Death and No Death, so that's I already have a few things put together for that. So that'll be coming sometime in the near future.
Very exciting.
Cool.
Nick, what did you think of Sexual Jeopardy?
Actually, I don't remember any of the questions you asked, but I totally would have beat everybody.
Sorry, Nick. I felt like you'd remember more than anyone else.
I don't remember a thing of that night.
Or many nights, for that matter.
Wait, so you don't remember what happened after the show?
Yeah, well, it better have been good, but no.
You don't remember the broom?
No. Yeah, no. What? No, I remember we played Sexual
Jeopardy.
Part
of it's still up there.
I remember Jenny was here, but I don't remember the questions, honestly. But it was fun. I was, the whole time, I'm thinking, like, hot lips, hot lips.
You were actually the only one who got Final Jeopardy right that day.
What was the Final Jeopardy
question?
Even
got it wrong. I have it in my computer. I'll read it to you. Hold on one second.
I'm pissed about this. What is shit?
You won anyway.
Yeah, so I'm so angry.
Learn how to play the game.
Sid did the same thing in the first one that we did. All right, here. You know what? I'll read it to you as a clue, and you can all guess, even though we're not playing anymore. This euphemism for furious rapid-fire masturbation is an onomatopoeia for the sound made when the hand slaps against the inner thigh.
Oh, okay.
Anyone?
Fapping.
Yeah, I remember it now. Yeah, I'd never heard it before that day.
No, I definitely knew it. I just didn't put it together. I remember at that time.
Okay.
It's an internet meme, yeah.
Have you ever masturbated total silence? And you just get to that point where, like, it just makes this subtle...
like an armpit noise.
It's faster than that.
All right.
Well, Nick's massaging his.
Take his time.
Like this.
Yeah, because I usually want to get in there and get out. It's not like it'll be like...
Well, Nick has his cock in someone's eyes. So makes...
Well, he has it in his own ass. What's that called?
Yeah,
luckiest
hole in one.
Luckiest guy ever.
I actually thought that was a T for some reason.
What?
The hole in one. I thought it was a T.
Or putting from the rough.
Oh, jeez. Right, people are asking for the Thor song that we promised.
Oh, did we promise that?
Well, we talked about it on the
air. Yeah,
kind of like a promise.
As usual, Thor does not come through. It'll be coming in the next few weeks. We'll do it eventually. Deal with it.
What do you do? You don't even have a job.
What?
What does he have to do with Thor's red stage?
Yeah, I'm not Thor.
No, I thought you could give him a ring, you know, and let him record some shit.
And I do have a job. Metal Rejection is my job, buddy. It's actually five different jobs.
Wake up at 1, make some lunch, IM me for a little bit, go back, take another nap.
He went to the gym with me.
Well, backtrack a little. I do not wake up at 1.
Okay.
I make it a point to wake up before noon.
Last few days,
I've been... No, last few days I've been getting out of bed at like 10:30.
Is there a wake and bake in this equation?
No, I usually wait until post noon to bake. I need my breakfast.
Post-noon.
No, if I just bake right away, I'm like not going to get anything done for 4 hours. I want to get something done, and then bake, and then like work on things where I can, you know, I don't have to remember things. I can just focus on being like creative. So then that way it's fine.
Get to the part where you're gay.
And then I look up gay porn all day.
I do it. And that's why
and then,
I do
that.
It.
And then I do this.
I like the golf clap masturbation noises. I like
golf
clap.
Okay.
Golf clap.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I don't want to listen to that.
Flash player getting all like loud and then fading out from chat roulette.
What? They're really cracking down on the jerking off out here. There's articles.
What would be the crackdown?
They were saying on Wired's blog that they got like a thing now that you can people that are using chat roulette can hit
put
your IP after like 3 hits you're disconnected.
No, you just get disconnected for 10 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
So why would they ban the one thing that it's like people use for? Yeah, people use for, like if they ban jerking off, who would be on chat roulette? Like,
so why do they stop you for 10 minutes then?
Yeah.
Well, because you know, like they have to
think of the moment.
But why do the normal people get on? They know that it's just jerking
off. Here's what I think it is. I think like for you to get reported, mm-hmm. like for someone to instead of pressing next to report you, you got to be doing something like really weird, be incredibly gross. Like, whoa, nobody needs to see that.
Yeah.
So it's like a filtering system. That's my theory.
Okay.
I disagree. I think what it is that
It's so big and popular, and if you type in chat roulette in Google News, there's a news article at least fucking three times a day from a different source.
Yeah.
Somebody's bound to come upon it that hasn't been there before. They go on with their friends, and maybe they're like everybody else. Chrissy,
but you've got to know by now that it's a ton of dudes.
There are billions of people on the planet, and there's only been a couple million views on there, but how many people are on the internet? So I'm telling you, there are these like stupid people, prissy type people, don't expect things like that. They go on, and then their face goes, oh,
yeah.
And then they hit ban. But now they don't have that anymore. So supposedly, I read on CNET that they're going to be developing a new algorithm to get rid of the profanity. How they would do that, I'm going to leave to Rob because he has a bigger computer brain than I do.
Profanity means what? Like what? Like video profanity? How would they?
No. Like just, I guess, nudity or whatever.
But how would they? I mean,
I guess there's
face detection, so would they have like penis detection?
No, it picks up the sound of fapping.
What if your cam doesn't have a microphone?
Yeah.
Perfect crime.
Sid's still in the clear.
Goodness.
His camera doesn't have a mic.
That's right.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the one bald guy on chat roulette. That was
the one.
I never go on that site, by the way. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah.
Roulette.
Nick is a chat roulette professional.
That's what we're going to be doing after the show, actually.
Nick was who they, he's the one they invented the ban button for.
Yeah. But seriously, what's the point besides
Nick is
such jerking off with each other, watching each other jerk off?
No. Nick is such an active user, they've invited him into their beta program.
All cocks. All the time.
Cock roulette.
Cock roulette.
I have a real bad case of hemorrhoids, right? So one time I decided to insert my Neosporin or whatever the fuck it is, depository in my ass, and I did it on camera on chat roulette.
Wait, for real?
No.
That was for real. I'm going to think
awesome.
It's real.
Yeah.
I'm going to close the fact that it's real.
Judges?
That's awesome. That's
it was a close-up of the whole picture. Was just my anus and then my finger slipping it inside very gently, very carefully.
What were some of the comments?
One person switched off in a matter of a second. The other person watched in horror.
Was this a male or a female?
I don't even remember.
Thus confirming that this really happened.
You never believe Nick when he goes, I was just kidding. I didn't really do that.
then there was another time my 6-year-old niece and I were on there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now he's kidding.
So that time I had to.
Niece is seven.
I'm lying, yeah.
She had really bad hemorrhoids. She had really bad hemorrhoids. And,
she had really bad, what do you call it? Red sock leakage?
Darren, what does that mean?
Think so.
How did you determine that?
How did you find out about
it? Caused it.
Oh, what's always like I've been on chat roulette a time or two, and okay, only half a time. But the grossest thing, I think, grosser than even seeing a dude fapping, mm-hmm. is when fapping is when. When you like land on a topless old guy, it's just like I feel like I have to.
It's like grandpa, put your shirt back.
It's almost the part of
like eye contact.
Close window.
Sit for a few seconds.
No, I do not make eye contact. I hit next as soon as possible.
It's really your grandfather wired your computer to show what's in the other room. He just wanted some attention.
Yes, my grandfather's in the other room.
Bring me some.
Just him bent over pulling a goat season.
A great reality show kind of thing would be like just sit in front of your house with a laptop and put on chat roulette and get any random like immigrant who walks by, because most people in Brooklyn are immigrants, and just like, hey, you're talking to a person from the internet, and like film both of their reactions and whatnot.
I don't know.
Funny?
But it'll just mostly be people whacking off.
Yeah.
It's not going to be much interaction.
Yeah.
See what they
were doing? Or, see, what I thought you were going to say is just get a guy off the street to whack off.
Yeah.
See what you
yeah. Otherwise known as Rob Sundays.
Yeah. Forget chat roulette. Just have the jerk
like
off.
Snake
That's
fire.
Rob's real sexual jeopardy. See you Sunday, kids.
This is Penis Trebek.
You can make like fake flyers of it and post it at like preschools and your neighbors and like check out this awesome Christian website.
Mm-hmm.
Chat roulette.
It's lots Christian. Of peepees.
Yeah. Nick is just lobbying to get more children on chat.
Yep.
Preschool. Especially Catholic preschool children.
Someone in the chat writes, I saw Rob having sex with a Megadeth CD on chat roulette. It's not true. It was a Megadeth vinyl.
Did you type tits or get out?
Rob, you do realize that the hole in a vinyl record is much smaller than the hole in a CD.
It was 45?
Yeah.
It was one of those. You owe me for that.
It was an 8-track.
What's awesome is Anon, who rated the show one time, I guess, they go on there purposely with, like, fake GIFs of, like, a girl that's kind of, like, typing.
They have, like, stock video clips of, like, a girl. Like, there's, like, a girl just looking and a girl typing and then a girl taking her shirt off, and they just, like, control it as they chat with the person. And then they eventually expose, like, they make the dude do something ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Then they reveal that it's just a bunch of guys in a room.
But then it's just a bunch of guys in a room looking at a dude naked.
Yeah.
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 That's what jokes on
that. That's what I mean. This whole thing is very gay.
No. There is some real humor to it. Like, like what Rob just said, it was like stock footage of a girl on a computer or whatever. So the guy's like all like, wow, awesome, thank you, know, like, you're so hot. And they're typing, hey, show us your dick or whatever, right? So what they do is they screen cap him talking about, I want to fuck you. Yeah, and then what they do is like, hey, do you have an email address? You know, I got to get off chat roulette now, but do you have an email address? Then these stupid fucking Facebook assholes, they're not private. So these people, they take the screen cap of the guy with his dick talking about how he wants to fuck the girl. Then they take his email address. They look at they look it up on Facebook. Then they go to, like, is in a relationship with or is related to, and then they email that screen cap to everybody.
Wow.
And so, like, to the girlfriend. And there's, like whole montage, like, screen cap, like, huge screen caps of, like, the whole, like, step one, get them on chat roulette. Step two, get their email, you know, and whatever. And it's just like, this is how to ruin a person's life is the caption. It's fucking hysterical.
Ouch.
So you hear that, kids? Make sure not to show your face when you're going to be jerking off on
the
internet.
And don't give out your fucking email address. Or better yet, if you are going to give out a email address, get a fake email address.
And if you're really jerking off with someone over webcam, do you really want to meet them and talk to them later on? Probably not.
No.
Well, you want to jerk off with them again later on. You want to keep that relationship going.
That kills the thrill of chat roulette. That's the whole thing. You get a new jerk off every single time.
Hold on, Nick has a story.
I have another great one. Awesome, awesome. This is why, you know, you got to give it to 4chan. They're sick fucks. But so they take a gif of, like, this obvious-looking 9-year-old, fucking 5-year-old, young-looking kid with these headphones on, and, like, the shot is just so that you can't tell that it's spliced together. Like, it's just like a continuous 30-second loop. So what they do is they'll stop it on men jerking off, and then they'll go, like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? And the guy is like, hey, can I see your penis or whatever? And there's actually ways to log your IP from chat roulette. So they take screen caps of all the guys trying to mac it to this, like, 8-year-old boy. And then they go and, like, what do they call it? Like, personal army on their ass. Like, they'll find the guy, they'll trace his IP, and then they'll try to, like, do everything that they can to, like, out the guy and send it to the authorities and whatnot. It's fucking,
well, that's a good thing. That sounds a good thing.
If anything, that's one of the really good things about it is you can fake people into thinking that you're talking to a real 10-year-old and then lock these types of people up. So
basically, if you're a pervert, just make sure to ask the 8-year-old to do something specific.
Yeah, wave.
Like a smile or wave. To ensure it is not an animated GIF.
Yes. Every time you get a new kid, just wave at them.
This has been another exciting edition of Tips for Perverts.
Chris Hansen, get on this.
Tips for Perverts! Do-do-do-do-do!
Charge? Let's wrap it up.
Noah is old, writes, Nick knows because he was on the other end of that. He's gotten outed by 4chan for being a perv.
Look, just please stop sending letters to my mom. She's suffered enough.
To catch a predator on chat roulette. I like it. Should be a new YouTube series.
We should do that as Metal Injection, except not to really pursue them. Just
we should just have...
Pursue.
No. We should have Noah in front of the cam to get the guy to do something weird and then flip it around and be like, ah, we're a bunch of dudes.
Why would
they
do something
ideas?
Weird for Noah?
Now, when you say do something weird, what exactly do you mean?
Thumb a butthole.
Yes, thumb their butthole.
So you want me to go on chat roulette and ask men to thumb their butthole?
Sounds about right.
She will secretly record Noah typing at her computer without her even knowing that that's doing.
Okay.
And then we'll take that and put it on chat roulette without her knowledge. And then we'll come back with like 5, 10, 15 like guys with assholes and dicks and cocks and all that stuff, dogs. And then just like, hey, Noah, look at what we do with your image.
Just
buttholes.
Just not dogs. You can keep it at men's.
Hitching a ride with a butthole.
Well, if we were going to do that, what we could do is just post a JPEG of Noah on the livecast page and then ask everybody to print it out and jerk off on it and then take a picture and read
it.
Oh,
yeah, that's a thing that people do now.
Yeah.
Print
Rob,
thing?
Rob, could you get on that?
What is that called? No,
you know what? No. We'll post Keith's picture of her in the cranberries and make a jerk off on that.
Yeah.
No, how do you feel about this?
I don't like it.
I think we owe her an apology at this point. I don't know.
Noah or the singer from the Cranberries? Oh, hey-o. Dolores, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to bring you guys chocolates anymore.
Her name is Dolores?
Dolores O'Riordan.
But that jerking off photo thing, same thing happened with 4chan with that. Somebody, I guess, took a photo of them jerking off on like an older woman's photo, but out the window... They could see their car with the license
oh
plate.
Oh, my
so
God.
People fucking searched up the license plate, found this dude, and
wow.
They were just like...
Well, wow. Again, if you're going to be a pervert...
Yeah, make sure it doesn't get
you. Check your webcam to make sure there's nothing revealing on there. And
by the way, in the chat, Noah's giant head said... you should go on chat roulette and ask women to give themselves a hot lips hula hand.
We should actually go on it right now.
After the show, we're going to do that.
Okay.
After the show, we'll chat. Roulette. Roulette!
Noah's giant head.
People.
I don't think my head is that big.
I'm welcome to your dry humping chat room.
Planted to life in your brain now.
Noah's going to get head reducing surgery now because we. Made her feel very sincere.
head reduction.
No, I'm just going to smash my head into like a wall.
Then it'll just get swollen.
You should actually smash her mouth.
Then you'll have a flat face.
See what I did there? Smash mouth.
Oh. Goo goo dolls. Let's wrap it up. That was a good one.
Okay. That went in a solid direction. It was a good episode. All right. We're going to wrap things up. We want to thank...
Somebody in the chat room wants to lick your elbow, Sean.
That was my weenus. If anyone would like to lick my weenus, they're totally able to.
The person's name is literally someone in the chat room.
Someone in the chat room would like to lick my weenus. I have a red carpet out.
Why don't you put your weenus on chat roulette?
You guys can see my weenus right now.
Can we get an age, sex, location on the chat? Everybody, ASL?
Yeah, let's get some chat room ASL.
And your sign.
Now?
It's had a bit of a delay. You got to come on to something. But that's our show. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting from another wing of the Metal Injection studio, so the acoustics might be a little different.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if anybody knows.
Probably better.
Wait. How are we going to do that if you're not going to be there?
She is going
to
be there.
That's the question that we have to answer after the show.
No, are you picking up your boobs right now? What are you doing down there?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Your hand in your shirt. What are you doing?
Plucking out chest hairs on the Metal Injection podcast.
No, I don't have chest hairs.
She had to look, though.
Sometimes I get one.
Some crazy chest acne, and I'm popping them in my bra.
It'll grow out at like a different time, at different times of the year.
Jet black hairs coming out of my chest.
I'm getting very annoyed.
I'm like
Sean serenading.
Minutes. I'm like walking candy apple with tons of chest hair.
What's with this voice? Doesn't sound very feminine.
If I know a voice.
Hi, I'm Noah.
That's his I Want to Fuck a Tranny voice.
I want to bone a tranny.
I'm noticing a trend with all the ASLs in the chat.
The sausage party.
Yep, 20-something dudes.
As long as they have breasts, it's fine. It's fine if they have a cock.
Is that how you feel, Nick? You just need to titty fuck on
them? Yeah, if they're passable.
I mean,
incredibly passable.
They all have anuses, right?
And that's
anus
the name
time?
Of our episode today.
They get on all fours.
Wait, what's the name of the episode?
As long as they have breasts, I don't mind if they have a cock.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, all right.
How about as long as they have breasts, dot, dot, dot.
That's good. We could do that one.
Nailed it.
All things we could talk about when the show is...
There's a little behind the scenes overtime.
Injection after. We have 5 minutes.
We all say a sentence, and everybody in the chat room says what celebrity you sound like.
Who do I sound like?
You really love interacting with this chat room.
Yeah, why don't you just get in the chat room and talk to them?
I heard that there's a lot of, you know, males. So,
that's why you're so into it, right?
Rob, could you have like a chat roulette kind of app on Metal Injection? Could you set that up?
I can't.
Yeah, can we have like a live blog party with a like video chat?
We could do that. Not on like, I mean, there's other sites where you could do that.
Oh. Okay.
Where like we could just meet, it's like a video chat room.
But you can't just do that through Metal Injection.
No.
Why not?
Well, it's a Flash applet, and I don't do Flash.
Do you know anybody who does Flash?
No one that would be affordable.
You can't just like get a.
I'm sure.
Why don't you do it, Sid?
I don't do Flash.
Start,
all right then.
You can't
so
start a fund
out.
For Flash.
Flash fund.
Just put a post on Craigslist.
Is that a show on ABC?
Flash fund.
I'm so sure we'll
not anymore.
Answer on Craigslist.
We had like that was like the only mention of the Iron Sheik this whole episode.
Right. Want some more?
Yes. Iron Sheik. Give us our weakened cheek.
Shinkletown asks, can we all shave our pubes on cam and then put them on a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
We can't. We have to wait because I just did 2 days ago.
You shaved your pubes 2 days ago?
Yeah, good trip.
So right after the girlfriend moved out, you were like, I'm going to shave my pubes. I'm gonna let it go now that I'm single.
Yeah. Yes. That's all right, Dave, son of a bitch. And the reason he isn't popular because he cheered Mr. Hulk Hogan back. He watched Mr. Hulk Hogan back. He massaged Mr. Hulk Hogan. And that Lola gay son of a bitch, he used to cheese Hulk Hogan ass.
somebody, District Cyanide sent me this clip.
So are you lying, pretending to be
Iron Sheik? Iron Sheik
yeah.
Jr.
He cut the promo.
Yeah.
And got you into trouble.
Yes, sir. You will never talk to him again.
Oh, well, last time, a couple of weeks ago, they invited me in the Pennsylvania for the show.
Let me do something right now. This is going to blow your mind, because I know there's a couple of people you want to tell off, and I've arranged for it today. On camera right now, and I think you could see it over there on that screen, Ultimate Warrior is on there right now. Oh, that's not Ultimate Warrior. This guy. This guy I found. This is
that?
A wrestler. He was just signed to the WWE. He calls himself Iron Sheik Jr., and hold on, let me get this on here. I've lost the microphone feed. Hold on, you got it.
Hello,
right,
Iron Sheik Jr.
Oh, there he is, Iron Sheik Jr.
You lose the microphone, Stern.
This guy was just signed by the WWE for $10 million, and he's calling himself Iron Sheik Jr.
No, I don't call myself Iron Sheik Jr. I call myself the real Iron Sheik, because that jabroni you are sitting right there in your studio is a fucking no-good faggot piece of shit, motherfucker jabroni piece of faggot shit.
This
and
guy,
if I ever see him, I'm going to fucking kill him, you
right
cheap
now.
Fucking
he's like
son
a teapot.
Of a bitch.
I'm the real Iron Sheik. I'm the real Iron Sheik. You are faggot.
But if you are not faggot,
I saw you. I'll fuck your ass. I'll make no happen. You know, I'll make you horrible. I'll make you horrible. I'm the real Iron Sheik. You stole the camel drugs.
Son of a bitch.
You stole the camel drugs. You stole the camel drugs from my father. And you will die for it. You stole the camel drugs.
Sir, let me ask you something. You're getting
$2 million.
You're getting $2 million from Vince McMahon.
He paid me last night.
And you're stealing
$2 million in whores and cash and cocaine and the crack and the marijuana because he said you're the Iron Sheik. This Iron Sheik is
Iron Sheik. What do you think of this fucking guy? He's stealing your whole life.
I think he's a punk. You're a punk. If you have a boss, yeah. Come show me. All of us, you're not Michael Jackson. No, you're not. You are just the Baltimore word. But I am the man with the 10-inch cock. You are worse than Michael Jackson. You are faggot. You have 10-inch cock because you put it in a guy's ass, you piece of shit.
Well, if you're the man enough, come show me, motherfucker.
I am.
I'm going to fuck your ass, and I'm going to break your back.
I'll
make you humble.
I'll make you humble. In Pontiac, Michigan, in front of 93,000 people, and I will sell out. I'll fuck your ass.
Well, I just say,
well,
talk
yeah,
is cheap.
Fine.
Talk
sir,
is cheap.
This is talk the real life. This is the real champion. Get
no,
the fuck
no,
out of here.
Howard, he's
you
stole my camera.
You are another Baltimore boy. You are another Hogan. Fuck you.
Turn
fuck
your
you. Come
fuck
your
dumb
dick. You are a fucking dick.
The best thing is that every two words, Artie Lang has to adjust the fake beard he's wearing, and she doesn't even realize the beard keeps falling off.
We'll throw that video in the Iron Sheik thread on the forum if you guys want to check that out.
Giving up an earned run. For a while.
Yeah, he's been a little better.
And this is our baseball update.
He gave up an earned run,
Aaron. I'm getting pop-ups.
Somebody from my team?
How do I stop that from happening?
Getting
don't
pop-ups?
Go on sports sites
I
while
wasn't,
we're doing live.
I was sitting here.
Power down.
I was on metal injection and I got a pop-up.
Oh.
Live.
Use
oh,
Firefox.
Really
yeah. All right. We're going to wrap up our show. Got a little bonus time here.
Boneless time?
Boneless.
Get
a little,
bonus.
Little overtime.
Is someone?
No.
I don't think anybody
vagina
can
boob.
At this point.
Are we wrapping it up?
Oh, we're wrapping it up.
Should we just leave or should we close out with a song that we did recently?
Did you ever find the prank that Sid did?
There's a CD right behind Dan. But I want to play one of my pranks, because we never got to one of those.
Fine, we'll play one of
Rob
yours.
Rob has a giant ego. Rob!
That's right.
Remember which one is yours?
Rob is a selfish, egomaniacal fuck. You'll never be as
Rob can't get it in.
Grow your hair back out, you egomaniacal shit.
Everybody in the chat room is
says the guy with the crew
calls. I don't know why.
What?
Three different people said Sid prank calls.
Three people are voting for your prank call and not Rob.
Which is
can
why.
The chat room please vote if Rob should grow his hair back out again. Please.
I'll grow. I'm not going to get a haircut tomorrow.
Well, you had one today.
You had one today, and that was really disappointing.
Why?
Because. We want it to be back to like just.
Scottie Pippen.
Why would I take care of my.
He likes the big.
I like
the
Scotty
Pippen.
Did you know
sharp?
Do you know
I like
it
medium
yeah.
Short. Nick, how do you
feel like a flat top?
Rob,
yeah.
Would
top.
You now, Nick? If I had boobs, would you bone me?
You do have.
Yeah.
Okay. So would Nick. You bone me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So hey, Nick would bone me. That's something.
Yeah.
Would be the
in
that narrows it down. Who would
don't,
be the
don't,
man?
Don't feel too flattered. I would be the man.
I thought you guys split
I'm
into doing
the man. You're not the real.
Oh, this is a
chump one. This isn't the prank call. This is a different meeting.
This is hell for Christmas.
No, so we don't have any prank calls. But, Darren, do you have, like, a parody we could play?
What would you like?
What are our options?
We have
something we haven't heard in a while.
Arab, south of Trenton.
I feel like we just started.
That's a little too old. A little more, something more on the hell side.
JCVD, to all the girls I've punched before. South of Trenton, did I say that?
What was the other song we did at the Livecast Awards?
That was
the
Rob
Come song.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's unanimous for the throne.
How about Robert Mother?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
let's
do that. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And hold on, there's people in the chat that want the fro?
Yes, everybody does.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody.
Tough.
Tough.
It's too much work.
Give the
too
people
much,
what they
you
want.
You don't understand. I don't even see us anyway.
You're such
so
a
hard.
Fucking fascist.
Rob, a bunch of 20-something dudes from other states want you to grow your fro out. You should definitely
yeah.
do it.
Fucking.
Well, now that you've put it in perspective for me, Sid.
A shit that society took has spoken.
It's important. Remember when
hey,
the guy...
Hey, those society's shits are our listeners, buddy.
Yeah, I
so
know
you
they
show
are.
Them the respect. You piece of shit. Low life. You son of a bitch. You're worse than that B. Brian Blair. You no tell the Roberts. Grow his hair out. If he want to do it, let him fucking do it. Bullshit.
Someone in the chat. Oh, no. Mamba Commander writes, Rob should get an anti-mohawk.
Shaved down the middle?
I think I can pull that off.
You can't say someone in the chat room anymore because that's somebody.
Because that is
now.
Somebody.
Yeah. Right.
What's an anti-mohawk?
Shave down the middle, one strip.
When your auntie shaves your head into a mohawk.
That's a Goyim thing.
Yeah.
Hey, aunties?
Yeah, I have an auntie Robin. What do you guys have?
I don't think I have an aunt.
You have an aunt?
I have great
aunt. Your parents?
Well, I guess, on my dad's side, but they're all in Iran, so.
You don't call
them
aunt?
Did you ever meet them?
No. I've only met my cousins.
I remember when Bush,
I guess I met my uncle.
When Bush was still the president and they were so threatening to bomb Iran, you were all worried and stuff. You were like, not obsessing on it, but you mentioned it to me.
Yeah, they were fine.
Well, yeah, because we didn't attack them.
They're like,
are you rooting for the weapons-grade plutonium?
Well, no.
Are you involved in that?
I remember when Obama was president and they were threatening to bomb Iran. So I don't know the difference.
No, I'm not. That's like I'm not into the Iranian government. I don't really even pay attention to it. So,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
No, I don't speak Arabic. But people in Iran don't speak Arabic. They speak Farsi.
Can we get a quick?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't even think that's an Iranian thing. That's just
stop, but
an
it's
Arab
to hear you
thing.
Do it anyway.
Yeah. I like it. Can you? No, don't stop.
Oh.
You just made it dirty.
Can I make an Obama joke?
Good.
All right. It's not like he's the first black man.
See, that's just racist. What are you? Yeah. What are we watching? What are we on? Fox News?
Yeah.
Who lets Sean Hannity in? Right, guys. Right, guys.
Do yourself a favor.
Thanks, studio audience.
Vote for Kucinich. It's true.
Vote for Kucinich
yeah.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Lord knows I did.
Did you?
No, I wrote in my dad. Because he could raise me and fucking run this country.
Yeah, he did a great job with you, didn't he?
I voted for low-life Luis Ramos.
Who? Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo Lamas.
God knows what I'm fucking
on. No, I didn't hear you.
Low-life Luis Ramos.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Guy we know that really ran for president.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't know you could run for president?
Sure. Well, I know I could run for president. I was born in this country.
That's true.
Unlike Sid.
Unlike
true.
Noah.
That's true.
Yeah, I wasn't born here.
Unlike Darren.
I was born here.
No, I just wanted to
born in the beautiful Manhattan, New York, in Bellevue Hospital.
Bellevue?
Yep.
Is that a mental hospital?
No.
Isn't that what it is?
It's a regular hospital that is acclaimed for its mental ward.
You know where Rob was born? Ballview Hospital.
No, because he was a butt baby.
I was in
Mavonides. And Ballview.
The best part of you ran down the crack of your mother's head.
Stop making fun of that wonderful hospital.
Ballview.
Ball all of you.
Shut up.
You would.
Hey, ball.
Can we talk about peeing out of vaginas again, Sid?
Okay.
Yeah, how does that work?
Peeing out of vaginas, how does that work? We're taking it full circle.
Must work with magnets.
Balls.
All right, everybody. Good night.
All right. Let's queue up my mother's tribute to myself. This beautiful tribute that Robert's mother did to Robert. See you later. We'll see you next week, everybody.
I love you.
Just stand up straight a little bit more.